Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hello?
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking a call. My name is Richard, and we're conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All your answers are confidential, ma'am. Can I ask what's your zip code number, please?
My what?
Your zip code.
Oh, 3003. I'm sorry. 30311.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And what is the year of your birth, ma'am?
1977.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest level school that you have completed or highest degree that you received?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you very much. Okay. And what is your race, ma'am?
Black.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am. And for whom do you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, or Donald
Trump? I'm able to vote, and I don't like either one of them.
Okay. So, okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people,
yes.
Are you not registered? Oh, okay, thank you so much, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you, ma'am. It says racism and discrimination, public transportation, inflation and cost of living, traffic, crime, jobs and the economy, climate change and environment, education, abortion access, and immigration, ma'am.
Climate change.
Okay.
Inflation.
Okay.
And did you mention something about housing?
It says here public transportation. Inflation and cost of living.
Okay.
Education, abortion access, immigration, and traffic, and public transportation, racism, and discrimination.
See, that's why I can't vote for president. Ain't nobody talking about all these homeless people. That's not even on the list.
I understand.
Who cares about discrimination when you have nowhere to live? Oh, okay. Let's just go with education.
I'm sorry?
Let's go with education. So inflation. And cost of living, education, and climate change.
Thank you so much, ma'am. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
The city of Atlanta, very satisfied. Okay.
Yeah.
How about the Atlanta region?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And Georgia?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups, or people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them. I'm going to put here the Atlanta Beltline. Is it from 0 to 10, which is your rate, your scale?
5.
Five. Okay. And Uber and Lyft?
5.
5. And MARTA buses?
5.
5. Artificial intelligence companies?
5.
5. Okay. Governor Brian Kemp?
5.
5. And electric scooters?
5.
5. Okay, and the Atlanta City Council?
5.
The Atlanta Police
summer
Department?
Good, summer bad. 5. Oh, only because my ex-husband is still on the force.
Okay, so the self-driving cars? Or self-driving cars, I'm sorry.
Self-driving car? No.
No, this is 0. Okay. Major Andre Dickens?
Oh, gosh. My son used to be his daughter. 5.
5, okay. And Martha Trains?
5.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and how will you rate the traffic in Atlanta? It is a major problem or a minor problem or not a problem at all?
It's a major problem.
It's a major problem. Okay. How will you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
That's a tough one. I'm going to have to go with a 5 on that one, too. I'm going to have to go neutral with that one.
Okay.
It's good, but it could use some improvement.
I understand.
And so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or rarely, or never?
Never.
Never. Okay. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very familiar? Not too familiar? Not
very
familiar.
Familiar.
Very familiar. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely. My children use it. I rarely do.
Thank you, ma'am. Based on what you know and what you heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion? Is it very positive? Someone positive, unsure, someone negative, or very negative, ma'am?
I would have to go neutral on that. There are some negative things, but there are also equally positive things.
I see. Thank you very much. What is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind, when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Access.
Access. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And how, here are a few statements after each one. Please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree. With 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree. When it comes to theft, public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to our neighborhood. From 0 to 10, how's your rate on this?
I strongly disagree.
Disagree. Okay. I feel safe riding Martha. Is it from 0 to 10? What's your rate?
Agree. Strongly
okay.
Agree.
Thank you. Crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta's buses. What's your rate, ma'am?
Neutral, because it doesn't matter if it's on a bus or not.
Okay. The quality of Atlanta roads is getting worse? From 0
agree.
To 10?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and Martha says that they're working on projects, but I never seen them complete anything. From 0 to 10.
0 to 10, and 0 is disagree, right?
Disagree, yes, ma'am.
I'd give it about a 7.
Seven.
They do
okay.
Finish their projects. Yeah, they're small projects, but they
thank
do
you,
finish.
Ma'am. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta public transportation system from 0 to 10. What's your rate? Watch.
Mm-hmm. Inside the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you.
Outside of the city limits, no.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from places to places with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building our comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadway.
B.
Do you strongly statement B or someone statement B? Strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, have you, here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta's area traffic problem, after which one, please use a scale from 0 to 10. And it says here, adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta from 0 10, it says do not prioritize, and 10 strongly prioritize. Which from 0 to 10, which is, or 5 is neutral?
I'm going to give it about a 7.
A 7. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Adding more buses, more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods from 0 to 10?
No, we already have plenty in the less, we'll go with a 5.
With a 5.
We'll stay neutral on that.
Okay. Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
0.
0. Okay. Expanding the streetcar system in the city?
0.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, it says here repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
Mm. 10.
10. Okay, and it says here adding more security to Martha's stops.
8. 8.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And adding light rails to the Bell Line.
8. 8.
Thank you so much. We're almost done on this, okay, ma'am? And I really appreciate for your valuable time. How familiar are you with the Atlanta's Bell Line transit plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Bell Line Trail? Is it very familiar to you? Not too familiar?
7.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Bell Line? Strongly opposed or somewhat support? Or you neither support or nor oppose?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Okay, thank you, ma'am. As you may know, the Atlanta's Bell Line transit plan will span 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Bell Line trails. Mm-hmm. When completed, the Bell Line transit would link up with existing and future Martha stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Bell Line? Do you strongly oppose?
Support.
Support. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And now we would like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Bell Line. Okay, this is the same thing to scale from 0 to 10. Okay, mm-hmm. It is not going to be not convincing, very convincing. The Bell Line development is a major economy driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Bell Line Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economy prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplace. What is it not convincing to you, which is 0, or very convincing to 10, or neutral? From 0 to 10.
3. 3.
Okay. When complete, the Atlanta Bell Line transit plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Bell Line offers. From what's your rate from 0 to 10?
3. 3.
And lastly, Atlanta freeway caps some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in the traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Bell Line Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city. From 0 to 10?
5. 5.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Bell Line? You strongly oppose or you strongly support?
I support it. Strongly support it.
Thank you. Okay, we have another one from 0 to 10, ma'am. We're almost done on this, ma'am. It says here, this is not very concerning. Someone concerning, very concerning. The Bell Line train is just going to Atlanta's crime and violent problems. Martha is completely unsafe at the moment with shooting happenings at Martha stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use the funds to make our 6 existing train and bus stops safe for everyone to use. Is it not all concerning to you, someone concerning or very concerning from 0 to 10?
Yeah, I'm not concerned at all.
No concern? Okay. Mm-hmm. At $2.5 billion, the Bell Line train is way too expensive. We all know that this is a big project, always run over budget. And who's to say whether it costs 3, 4, or even 5 billions of our taxes, assuming it's ever actually complete. We need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. From 0 to 10? Is it concerning?
5. 5.
Okay, the Bell Line itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing long-time black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as an uptown interest pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs would feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We've got to take back our city and say no to this gentrification. From 0 to 10?
So you're asking if the Beltline will cause more gentrification?
Yes, ma'am.
No, disagree.
Okay, thank you. Okay, as one last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Do you strongly oppose or strongly support?
I strongly support.
Thank you. The last few questions asked for statistical purposes only, ma'am. How long have you lived in Atlanta?
17 years.
17 years. Okay. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? It says here, heterosexual or straight? It says lesbian or gay,
straight.
Bisexual, straight. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And I'm sorry to ask that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you married or married living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married. Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, ma'am?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. Do you lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your currently employee status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home, parent, student?
Entrepreneur, business owner.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And last year, that is 2023, was your total family income from all sources before taxes? What was it?
Oh, it was 110,000.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I just want to say, ma'am, we're already done with your service. Thank you so much for your valuable time, and thank you for your patience as well. Everything is going to be confidential, and hopefully everything changes in the future for good.
Hopefully.
Okay? Hopefully. Thank you so much for your precious time.
Mm-hmm.
You have a wonderful evening and enjoy your dinner, ma'am. Blessings, ma'am.
Thank you.
You
too.
So
thank you
Bye-bye.
So much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Sure.